Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Boy, as the story has unfolded, I have found a lot of people, they have had the wind taken out of their sails as fans. There's a lot of just, you know what, I'm already, like, it's like Browns vacation for some. And I'm like, hey, man, I know that's a big mess up, man. That's a big mess up, and he ain't signed, and I don't know what his future is. I mean, good God, the report that's written, he'll have his day in court. And I know that I'm not going to sit there and cast aspersions, but my God, it don't look like it's good. I mean, these people don't get the cops called on them for, you would hope for no reason, my God, but you would also hope that this isn't plausible or it happened just because it's just terrible. And I think there's a lot of folks who are going, you know, we lost Nick Chubb, but we have this Ohio State guy where, man, I'm seeing some people online, Tone, they're in their feelings right now. You know, I think they don't know who to blame. Where it's like, well, you blame him for putting himself in that spot, but you got to see how the court decides it here. So you can't even do that, and they want to blame the Browns, and, well, there was no previous history of that. I don't know what Trevion Henderson is doing right now, but I don't think any... At least there was a, I thought there was going to be a conversation at some point. All right, did we get the better running back? Did we not get the better running back? You know, which one won? Because at the very beginning, you remember... And it was like preseason. They played the Giants years ago. Nick Chubb was wearing number 31 at the time. This is preseason. And he just couldn't find the hole. Just couldn't do it. And people were freaking out in that preseason game. Because it was like him and Sony Michel. And we got the guy with the knee injury. We got the guy who's got the miles. We got the guy who can't. We got another Trent Richardson here. I mean, guys, you don't want to admit that was the show that Monday. That was the show. We got it. We got the Trent Richardson again, and Seattle or whoever. I think it was Seattle who took Sony Michel. They no, it was New England who took Sony Michel. Thank you. New England took Sony Michel. It's Belichick. It's going to work out for them, and here we are again. And obviously, Nick Chubb's gone on to a tremendous amount of success, and will probably be in the Bronze Ring of Honor someday. And Sony Michel, I really can't really tell you what Sony Michel did. But this, I thought we were going to have ourselves an Ohio State running back conversation of Trevion Henderson or Quinshon Judkins. Well, now, I mean, I got a guy who's not even going to be available to me. And man, it seems like a downtrodden fan base right now. They have very, very, very little to get excited about
just,
here, Tony.
You want good news. And, you know, hey, the whole mini camp and OTAs, like, that's only going to be good news because you're just going to be seeing guys go through the motions in practice, and you're going to hear good things from coaches alike. So that was nice, but you knew none of that was real.
Yeah.
Like, you weren't going to be able to truly evaluate, especially as a fan. It wasn't like fans got to go. You would just see, you know, like 20 seconds of highlight videos and a couple of throws. The real good news you were hoping would come once training camp starts, and you're just like, can we get to training camp? Can we bridge the gap from the draft to the OTAs and the rookie mini camps to actual training camp, to where then, all right, now you're going to actually get reporters even though by and large, most reporters are pretty positive at that time. But you just want good news. What's the good news? And a helmet release probably not going to be enough to truly stem the tide here, because this Judkins thing's a national story.
I was this way before. I'm just going to bury myself in the quarterback competition. I'm going to bury myself in the offensive line and defensive line like I like to do. And I'll let you guys all worry about the wide receivers, even though I don't think there's anything really to worry about. I mean, you're in a tough spot anyway, so you might as well just accept you're in a tough spot there in that position. I know I'm in a tough spot now with the running backs. We'll see what Dylan Sampson can do. I think it puts Jerome Ford in a bad spot. I don't know what you can pick off when it comes to the scrap heap there. Is John Kelly on the roster in the preseason again? He is all-time Browns preseason roster. There's not much that you can really do there. So I'm going to just bury myself in the quarterback race and see what comes of it. Because eventually, yeah, I think that as of right now, the days go by as they get closer to training camp, but it's still the same. You got two first-round picks. Next year, you're looking at rookie quarterbacks next year. And we'll see if anybody changes that. We'll see if Shador can change that. Or Dylan Gabriel. Joe Flacco isn't going to change that because he's 40 years old. Or Kenny Pickett could change that. Like, I'm just going to bury myself in the quarterback competition. And this is part of the reason why I think that it makes it more important that Joe Flacco starts the season for this football team, just so they start the season with something stable. Unless one of the other three guys goes out there and does such an exceptional job.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And that they have the trust of that, but we've talked about that before, and we can again, and I'm sure we will, about the conversations that Kevin Stefanski needs to have before he starts any one of the other three. Because the guy who has the respect of the locker room, who's done it before, is Joe Flacco, the 40-year-old guy. So you would put Flacco out there first, and then you see what comes of the season.
As part of you, do you catch yourself going, all right, now thank God they took two running backs in this draft.
Yes, yes.
And I know, you know, Samson's 126. He's somebody they took in the fourth round. And obviously, this is Ohio State. This is Ohio State area, big time. And everybody saw Judkins the previous year. And regardless of what you felt about either him or Travion Henderson, you thought either one you should be pretty good with. All right, they took Judkins. Then they take Samson a little bit later. And I know at the time it's like, man, running back's not a premium position. They took two running backs when they have all these holes. Now, looking at it, it's like, all right, good thing we have another running back that we could kind of focus on in training camp.
So I'm going to tell you the following, and this is not me trying to talk myself into something that ain't going to work out. I'm very concerned for this offense. You need your running backs if you're going to run 12 personnel. You need guys that can lay the foundation of your offense to put together drives, to hold on to the football, to at least get three every single drive, and to try to squeeze a defense and let the other team make mistakes. This is a huge hit to this offense. And I think people are understanding this, and I think people are understanding that this isn't going to be, I don't think that this is going to be some short thing with Quinshon Judkins. I think that he's probably lost the season here. So if
you don't,
I don't
think
have
he's going to be suspended this season, you're just saying it's a lost year.
I mean, as far as what I'm reading right now and anything else, I mean, they say they have pictures. Who knows? I have no idea. I'm telling you, I'm not getting a good feeling. So I can't say he's going to be suspended for the season, for crying out loud, but I'm expecting not to have him, and it's a lost year. As concerned as I am about the offense, and I'm not trying to sugarcoat anything when I say this, the only positive I can say is that it feels to me that with running backs, you seem to get a hit rate a little higher in later rounds than you do with other positions. It's the only thing I can point out.
Yeah.
It feels that way, that there's guys that are taken third through seventh round even, that something they weren't utilized as much in college, something they saw that was unlocked in the NFL, and they end up being a really good, solid back for you. But that is a hope. That is not an expectation. So I'm putting a lot on Dylan Sampson that he might not be capable of. Like, I'm going to have to put a lot more on Jerome Ford that I didn't want him to do. I thought that this was, with these three guys, you might be in a better spot than people thought, because you would be putting Jerome Ford in a position where he'd be back in a third down back. And now I got to ask more of him. And when you ask more of Jerome Ford, it hasn't gone the way that people have wanted it to go. I don't think it's for lack of trying. I just don't think he's that guy. You know, Nick was that guy when he was in his element, when he was in his prime. Other guys, yes, you can move on and be that guy. Quinshon Judkins was supposed to be that guy, and he took himself out of it. And I don't know what they're going to do afterwards. So the only thing that I can try to make myself feel better with is that, well, and when it comes to running backs, there's a little bit of a better hit rate. It feels like, I'm sure there's maybe, hopefully there's numbers to back me up on that. It just feels like there's a little higher of a hit rate when it comes to running backs than it does other positions when it goes to round second through
and yet,
seven.
Over the last few days, we've had people in our mentions, I'm sure you've seen these too, Ken, saying they were dumb. They should have taken Jeanty. They should have taken him at five. And I'm like, five?
That's an overreaction.
He ends up going six, so
he's a good player. I mean, let's not get crazy.
I don't know. Do you have a personal philosophy on taking running backs that high?
I don't want to rule it out just because I don't want any rules to stop me from taking talent. I just felt like there were other things that you could have done, and those things they did, I agreed with then and I agreed with now. I agree with getting a second first round pick for next year, letting Travis Hunter go to Jacksonville, and going and getting a guy like Mason Graham.
And I'll admit,
I agree with that, and I will be on the record for that, and I'll wear it if I'm wrong.
I know Saquon went very early, and now it's worked out for him. Granted, second team, but definitely he is a worthwhile upper echelon, top of the heap first round pick. I mean, Jeanty's like 5'7".
Jeanty's a good player.
He is good. He was good. Electric in college. Man, taking that guy fifth overall. So, just my personal philosophy, there's no way I could do that.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.